Works Finance and Audit Meeting. Joel is our chairperson, Joel Ashbrenner, and he is out of town today, so I will be chairing this. We have just one agenda item along with public comment and our CEO's comments, but we'll start with number one, which is the Low Income Household Water Assistance Program. Ted, I'll let you or Laura take it from here.
Sue, I'm going to hand it off very quickly to Laura, but I think you'll see from the presentation that our customers Des Moines Water Works indirectly through this program have benefited pretty significantly. I want to commend Laura and her folks for kind of finding a way to make this work here in Des Moines because of that tremendous benefit that we've realized and will continue to realize. But I won't say any more than that because I want to let Laura share the details and the level of the benefit. So Laura.
Excellent. Can everyone hear me and see the title screen? Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, as Ted mentioned, today I'm here to talk about the Low Income Household Water Assistance Program, or affectionately known as LIHWAP. And before we start the LIHWAP discussion, I also wanted to provide a little bit of background on Des Moines Water Works' history of customer assistance for our customer base. First, water supply is critically important to the public health of our community at all times, and we recognized our role in the community. In addition, water affordability is becoming a bigger issue across the industry, and certainly more so during the COVID-19 pandemic. Even before the pandemic, Des Moines Water Works offered opportunities to work with customers who are struggling to pay to make payments on their water bill. And some of those opportunities included pay arrangements, connecting customers to community agencies, and even our own customer assistance program using utility funds. We follow industry recommendations and disconnect service as a last resort when all those options have been exhausted. During the pandemic, we understood the need to balance our customers' situations with sustaining our utility operations. We launched a Can't Pay, Let's Talk campaign where we continued to mail service termination notices. However, encouraged customers who were struggling to pay their bill to contact us to discuss the options. Our successful internal customer assistance includes listening and working with customers by offering short-term extensions or long-term payment arrangements for larger balances. Payment arrangements are a collection assistance program that Des Moines Water Works offers all times to eligible customers. Customers must honor their commitment to pay or communicate when they are unable to do so in order to remain eligible for this assistance. Our assistance also includes many funding sources and partners. Our first one is our internal funded program, which is called Project H2O, or Help to Others. And this program was established in 1996 by the Board of Trustees. It funds assistance for low-income households in Des Moines and our direct service areas. And we fund payments for up to $125 of their annual water bill. This, like I said, it was established in 1996 and funded through annual water rates. For 2022, the Board of Trustees approved an increased budget amount of $35,000 to this fund. And in addition, our contract with our water service line coverage provider, HomeServe, includes a contribution of $20,000 per year to this fund for a total of $55,000 in assistance for the 2022 year. Des Moines Water Works partners with Impact Community Action Partnership and the Salvation Army to administer this specific program. And Project H2O eligibility guideline mirrors low-income household energy assistance program, or the LIHEAP income guidelines. So it's pretty familiar to our customers and to our partner agencies that are already administering the LIHEAP program. Like I said, each applicant may receive up to $125 annually. And the customer is required to make a payment of 10% of the amount requested from the program on the same day as the promise to pay pledge comes through. In addition to Project H2O, Des Moines Waterworks has also funded a Polk County Emergency Repair Program to assist service line or stop box repairs. And that program is administered by Polk County. Finally, we also worked pretty well with HomeServe Cares through our HomeServe partner. And that's an assistance program. We have referred customers who are experiencing a large exterior water line repair expense, but they're not enrolled in the optional service line coverage. Moving on to a bit more specific on the federal funding side, a critical piece to our pandemic response with our customers was the availability of federal funding for customer assistance. In late 2020 through early 2021, assistance was available through two rounds of federal relief funding passed by Congress. And now currently, customers are receiving assistance through the federal low-income household Water Assistance Program, or LIHWAP. These federal funding programs are distributed to the state and administered by local community assistance and action agencies that have the tools, staff, and resources to meet with customers and listen to the customer's specific needs and work through with the eligibility requirements. Des Moines Waterworks is not involved in evaluating the income criteria for customer assistance. We specifically work directly with the action agencies or community partners to provide only the customer account balance and the disconnection status for those customers. Then we receive the check directly from the agency, and it is applied directly to the customer's account. Moving on to a bit more specific about the Low Income Household Water Assistance Program, or LIHWAP. It was established and created by the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 and expanded by the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. This temporary program provides funding to assist low-income households with water and wastewater bills. The Office of Community Services, OCS, under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Administration of Children and Families, were then tasked with implementing this brand new program with similarities of the Low-Income Household Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, that has been established since 1981. This LIHWAP program is active through September 2023 or until funds run out. A bit closer to home, LIHWAP in Iowa. LIHWAP grants were awarded to states, territories, and tribes that received fiscal year 2021 LIHEAP grants, and Iowa was a recipient of LIHEAP grants, so we qualified. Iowa specifically was awarded $10.1 million. Then the Iowa Department of Human Rights was tasked with, among other things, establishing eligibility requirements, agreements with water service providers, and application and payment processes. Iowa is administering LIHWAP as a crisis component to address disconnected households and households under the threat of disconnection. Other states have also elected to administer the program with rate reductions, but Iowa chose not to do that at this point in time. Assistance level depends on income level, family size, and other factors. An Iowa LIHWAP income eligibility requirement is a household's countable income at or below 200% of the current federal poverty guidelines. A water burden must exist, and that in a water burden is a disconnection notice or services that have already been disconnected. If a customer has been approved or eligible for LIHEAP, they are automatically eligible for LIHWAP, making the process pretty streamlined for our customers. Now moving to LIHWAP for Des Moines Waterworks customers specifically, Impact Community Action Partnership was selected to administer and disperse LIHWAP funds for Polk, Water, Dallas, and Jasper counties. And it's important to recognize that Impact has been acknowledged and recognized for their quick disbursement of previous rounds of federal COVID relief funding. Des Moines Waterworks has a long-standing relationship with Impact with previous rounds of funding and programs. And we actually began discussing LIWOP with Impact in the Department of Human Rights in June of 2021. When the program was announced, Des Moines Waterworks was cautious to sign on. However, with encouragement from the state of Iowa and Impact, they really wanted to learn and have our questions and concerns addressed. So they encouraged us to send those questions and concerns to them. Our main points of concerns before signing the vendor agreement is that Des Moines Waterworks produces a combined bill, which means we are billing for other city services besides water, but also non-eligible services in the LIWOP program, namely the garbage service is not an eligible service that is covered for LIWOP. So we were a bit concerned about that and how our payment allocation rules applied payments to customer accounts once we received the LIWOP payment. That was another point of concern before we signed the agreement. Through quite a few different internal meetings and discussions with Impact in the state of Iowa, they were able to assist us with interpreting the vendor agreement. And we signed the agreement on October 7th, 2021, and our first promise to pay pledge for our first customer receiving LIWOP funds came the day after on October 8th, 2021. LIWOP was set up for success based off of our open and established communication with Impact. And we are very thankful for that background and our established communication with Impact prior to the LIWOP launch. Per the vendor agreement, water services for a LIWOP recipient must be restored and or have all collection activities stopped for 30 days. Through Impact, LIWOP assists Des Moines Waterworks customers who have fallen behind in water bills and are facing disconnection of service or have already been disconnected. The process is pretty streamlined from the customer and Des Moines Waterworks perspective. I'm sure there's a lot of back end at Impact that we are not seeing, but from Des Moines Waterworks perspective, we receive calls in our customer service contact center, and we refer customers to Impact who are needing assistance and are facing disconnection or already have been disconnected. Impact residents then work directly with the customer and gather the required income eligibility information. Impact then contacts Des Moines Waterworks to confirm disconnection status and past due water-related charges, fees, and taxes for drinking water service, wastewater service, and stormwater service. Impact then notifies Des Moines Waterworks of a promised pay pledge amount. If that water service has already been terminated for the customer, we turn the water back on. Then we set a pay arrangement on the account until we receive the check from Impact. It's also important to note here that the customer is still responsible for the remaining ineligible non-water charges of the portion of the bill. If the customer is already disconnected, Des Moines Waterworks and Impact prioritizes those applicants first, and same day review, approval, and water turn on is possible for those circumstances. For pending disconnection customer accounts, one business, maybe two business days is a typical timeframe for a turnaround for a customer seeking LIWOP assistance. Here's the great slide that I'm excited to share with you. To date, the state of Iowa has awarded a total of $4 million in LIWOP funding, assisting 8,693 households. Of that, Impact has made $1.1 million in payments towards 2,181 Des Moines Waterworks customer accounts.
Yep. We need to just stop at that. First of all, that takes a heck of a lot of work on everyone's part. You can't just say 2,181 customers. That's, you know, going through this process that you've so clearly outlined. That is amazing. So well done.
Yes, I'm so happy to share this slide. A lot of work behind the scenes that Des Moines Waterworks isn't even involved in. It's a great partnership that we're able to get the funding where it needs to go. And I just want to make sure everyone can still see the slides. I may have jumped some screens. Okay, great. All right, so LIWAP, as mentioned, funding has been immensely beneficial to our customers and Des Moines Water Works' business of running a utility. Previously, these unpaid balances would have likely resulted in service termination and referred onto property liens or collection agencies, which have their own challenges and success rates. LIWAP assistance funding is in our customer service representatives' daily language with our customers. Referring customers to IMPACT for this available federal funding has been an excellent customer service tool in our payment and collection process, and we're very thankful for that. Because of the early success of the program, Iowa has been nationally recognized for the administration of LIWAP funds. I'm now going to attempt to play a video that was produced by the White House Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Office of Children and Families, highlighting a Des Moines Water Works customer benefiting from the LIWAP funding. I've tested this video a few times. I'm hopeful that you can hear the audio when I press play. So if you could give me a thumbs up when we get going. Great, enjoy.
I was in the hospital, and when I got home, when I filled my glass up with ice and I went to the faucet, I turned it all it got was drip, 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 and there was nothing. I thought, okay. You know, then I seen my billing, and I had to disconnect just because of my bill. I don't have any water. What am I going to do now? You know, if you don't have water, you basically don't have nothing. It was very devastating.
Families in our communities are always struggling. So the need is always there, especially for water services. But then in the middle of a pandemic, those needs have been compounded. And so families are struggling even more. And, you know, in many cases, many of these individuals are elderly. Oftentimes they're disabled and on a fixed income and really worry, especially with these underlying health issues that they may have, what will happen to them if they don't have regular access to water services.
The low-income household water assistance program, it says it all. People need help with water. A home without water access is considered an uninhabitable dwelling.
Up until recently, there have been no regular water assistance programs in the state of Iowa available to help those families in our communities that are struggling with meeting that essential need.
You know, I've been the person that was helping people. I was the person reaching out to people, healing people. When I became disabled, it was hard for me to ask because I've been independent all my life.
You know, it takes a lot for someone to be vulnerable and to reach out and admit that they need help. And that can be so uncomfortable for families. And so, you know, we do the best that we can to, of course, help people get connected to the resources that we do have available. But not having regular access to funds to be able to help with water needs has been a struggle for some time.
And if we don't manage it properly, if we don't make sure that we're providing access to water for everybody, then we are going to become weaker community because of it.
Hey. Hi, Barry. How are you?
I thought I've got to look into this because, you know, with my bill being so high, there's no way in heck that I could be able to afford this. And I had it shut off for 8 days. So
you understand more so than many how important it is to have that water service to be safe and healthy in your home.
You know, water is a basic need. You can't wash your hands, you can't cook, you can't have a nice cold drink of water.
The LIWAP, the Low Income Household Water Assistance Program, it has just been a real blessing. And I get to work with families like Barry who have benefited greatly from this program and are helping keep him safe.
If I didn't have the basic necessity of having water, I would never be able to live in my home and they would put me in a skilled facility. I'm here. You know, that's all that counts.
So has the water health assistance that has been a help with.
Oh, very much so. It's a good resource.
We've currently served about 4,300 households here in Iowa with the LIWAP program. The core of it is what we can do. If you're disconnected currently from your water source, or if you are under imminent threat of disconnection, then we can help. We can help pay those arrearages. We can help you get reconnected. It will help you set up payment plans going forward so that you have an affordable way to continue that service over time.
Coco right there.
That's Coco.
Working with this LIWAP program and being able to assist people with this way, it's very, very rewarding, and it gets the money and the need back into the community where it needs to be.
David, they can't. They're never going to pay my bill. But that was it. You know, it was something off my shoulders I didn't have to worry about. But I can't thank them enough.
What an impactful video. I've seen it a dozen times, and I really appreciate the honest conversation that the participants in the video had about the program, and it really shows where the funds are going in our community. So to circle back, we've talked about our great successes, and now I'm headed on to some opportunities that we see with our partnership with Impact in the state of Iowa and the future of LIWAP. The first couple of months when we worked with Impact, we streamlined our process with them as well as educating their staff on our internal procedures and processes. And really what we finalized and really laid the groundwork for the great success that we have been having is a streamlined, standardized template and process that we use for each customer's breakdown of water-related services and the remaining ineligible non-water charges that we send to Impact representatives for consistent use when they're meeting with their clients. This really speeds up our time working with Impact and ultimately assists the customer more efficiently with either restoration of service or the continuation of service. Another point to mention is that there still remains a challenge of ineligible non-water service charges, namely the garbage service left on the customer account. This can leave large balances left unpaid that can quickly add up and initiate a service termination notice after the 30-day period. Des Moines Water Works is currently exploring a couple different opportunities to help with this challenge. For one, we're looking at our payment allocation rules and future system upgrades if this program becomes permanent, so we can control where the payments are allocated when payments are applied to the customer account. As well, we are actively discussing with the city of Des Moines and other cities on establishing funding assistance for their customers' garbage charges who have received LIWAP funds, and those discussions are ongoing. Communication from both Des Moines Water Works and Impact to the customer upfront about the remaining balance of ineligible charges is critical. And Impact has been very helpful in discussing with their clients about those balances. This really helps with customer expectations and getting them on a good financial path for their water service, which is the ultimate goal of the program. We have great dialogue with Impact and Iowa Department of Human Rights about challenges and solutions. And together, we are actively recommending making this program permanent. However, future grant language must take into consideration the many drinking water utilities across the nation who produce the combined billing, which includes non-water services. With $10 million allocated for Iowa, the state fully expects and intends to exhaust all the funding by October 2023 deadline. And we are so happy to be a part of that in getting the funds where they are needed to our customers and our community. Despite some additional staff time working with impact representatives to provide balances for each individual customer, and then other staff time applying each individual payment to every customer account, this program has been immensely impactful to our community. At the request of the Office of Community Services, just this past May, Iowa Department of Human Rights, Impact, and Des Moines Waterworks was recently part of a panel presentation to a national audience of water service providers, community action agencies, and state government, highlighting Iowa and Impact's success in effectively dispersing funds to eligible Des Moines Waterworks customers. I sat on that panel with presentation with Bill Marquess from the Iowa Department of Human Rights and Paula Arkema from Impact, who are here today joining our planning committee meeting. And so at this time, on behalf of Des Moines Waterworks, I want to thank Iowa Department of Human Rights for their leadership and guidance through this new funding program, and to Impact for their essential and compassionate work within our community. They are the critical link between the state of Iowa's federal grant award and getting more than $1.1 million efficiently dispersed, making it a win-win for our customers and Des Moines Waterworks' utility operations. As a side note, Paula and Bill are recent graduates of our Bill Stowe Citizens Water Academy, so they are now on our team, and they know our utility operations inside and out, and they're able to communicate to their own agencies some of our challenges here at the Waterworks, but also we have a great partnership going forward with any future programs, whether it be temporary or permanent, hopefully in the future. So with that, I'm going to stop sharing my screen and open up for any particular questions or follow-up.
Can I just say real quick, thank you, Laura. That was very kind. And you've been phenomenal to work with. Everybody at Des Moines Waterworks has been. And you know, Iowa is right now a national example. And that would not be the case at all without the close relationships that we've been able to build. And we're just very, very grateful for everything. So thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Well said, Bill, and I couldn't agree more.
Thanks, Paula.
Well, Laura and Bill and Paula, thank you. I mean, this is, you know, we've known about the program, we know what's going on, but then when you see the video or you see the numbers, you know, that data is what I think is just absolutely amazing. It does make me think about, you know, what has happened during COVID. I mean, I was taking notes here when you said that, you know, the eligibility requirements, the low income, the 200%, all of that. But we have a lot of people that are hurting. We have so many people in our community hurting. You know, you see the layoffs from Wells Fargo. And, you know, we have a lot of very good customers. And so I guess this is not as much for Paula and Bill, but kind of just a question for us. And that is, you know, what do we do with the customer who has been a good customer for 20 years, 10 years? And then all of a sudden, you know, they're just going right along and they are laid off and they still have childcare and they still have a mortgage. And, you know, do we have other programs that we are considering? And are you seeing, I guess the bigger question, Laura, are you seeing a rise in the number of calls? You know, that very first slide you had, call us if you're having trouble paying your bill, you know, just to have that dialogue.
Yeah.
What are you seeing, Laura?
Yeah, our customer service contact center are almost like therapists some days. We do listen. Our first opportunity with our call, with each call, is to listen and treat every customer with compassion and listen to their situation. We provide the resources that we know of, Impact being one of them. There's aging resources, there's Polk County General Assistance, Salvation Army. There's a lot of other opportunities out there. If they're not eligible for one program, we try to get them connected to an agency that can find a program that they could be eligible for. We also, for those great paying customers that just need a short-term extension or have experienced a large bill for whatever reason, we do work with those individually in-house, and we can set them up on a long-term payment arrangement. If the customer had the unfortunate experience of having a leak in their home, we also provide a one-time leak allowance, which yes. is about 50% of the leak that they experienced. We'll take that off the account. And then if it's still a large enough balance, we can set the remaining of that leak consumption on a long-term payment arrangement for the customer. So Good. Each customer is unique. We try to connect to all available resources at our disposal.
Okay. And are you seeing the numbers go up?
Anecdotally, I would say yes. We're not tracking it by call, but we certainly do refer quite a bit to action agencies or community resources every day. If not every call, every other call. I can't tell you this specific number.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are hearing it from our community.
Well, this is terrific. And I would hope that if you don't mind, just email that video out as well as the data numbers, just kind of as a review for all of the board. And I will reference that when we have the board meeting, just to make sure if people haven't seen it, to be sure and go back. But it's great work that you're all doing. So thank you for making us aware of it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sue, I don't really have anything else to add for comments today. I do want to just reference, though, that when this program was initially rolled out, it wasn't clear that it was going to work for Des Moines Water Works because of our payment rules and the way things were going to be issued. But a lot of hard work and cooperation between Paula and Bill and Laura really got us to the plate so that we could help our customers is the bottom line. And that's the way it goes so often is, you know, the programs aren't perfect, but there's usually a way. And congratulations to the team for finding a way and helping so many customers because it has really been helpful. And you know, there are 2,000 customers like that who've been helped across the city. So really a great program. But beyond that, I don't really have anything else to share today, Sue.
Ted, you brought up a good point, though. You know, yes, there are rules and regulations. And I would just say, as a member of the board, Laura and Bill, you know, if there's something that comes up, Paula, and one of our regs gets in the way, let us know. I mean, you know, we do those trying to think with a pretty broad brush as far as situations that could come up, but things are changing. So if there's ever a time that we do need to review that to make it easier, please let us know.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. You know, really the reality of it is that the biggest pain points are, they come from the grant itself. The legislation was just a bit narrow. And what we're really hoping is at the end of this pilot period, you know, all the states are in the same boat and we're all passing information up the chain. And we're really hoping that, you know, the experience we're having over these 2 years informs what the final authorized program would look like and that they'll fill in some of these gaps. So, I mean, just honestly, the willingness to just work around some of these things that our hands are tied on has been the biggest help. Possibly that you guys could offer. So, but we will keep that in mind and let you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ted, if you don't have any other comments, I do know we have on the agenda the public comment period, and I do see an iPhone, so I'm not sure if that's a member of the public on the call or if it's someone on our staff or interested party, but we will open it up if anyone would like to speak to the committee during this public comment period? Okay, doesn't look like we have anyone. With that, again, thank you everyone for making a change and modifying the schedule. And Laura will look forward to a couple of links to all the board members with the PowerPoint, your video, and particularly that data on the screen, because I think that will be a nice thing to make our board aware of.
Will do.
Okay, thanks everyone. Take care.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to see everyone.